The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and if you are brand new to my show, we've been here for a while, several years now, and we focus on metaphysical approach to life, to healing, which is the energy, the root cause behind everything that we experience, law of attraction, which is what we focus on, is what we will see in our reality. And we talk a little bit about that and how we can apply that to our life for happiness and to move forward and grow and let go of things. Today, we're going to focus with Archangel Michael. I work a lot with the angelic realm, always have since I was a child, and they have helped me through things that you would think are impossible, which I know a lot of people are feeling right now, but there is always hope. So what we focus on in this show is a positive approach. We focus on what we do want in the world, not what we don't want. So we won't go into any of that. We are going to go into how we can heal, release, let go. What can we learn from our challenges? Things like that. When we focus on everything that's going wrong in our lives, we see that. We see more of it. It's like we can't see the other things that can come in from a positive perspective or a more healing approach or a higher frequency vibrational approach is what we would call that. We don't see it because we're so focused on everything that's going wrong. Metaphysics and law of attraction are all about that. It's a spiritual law. And we work on focusing on what is a positive higher frequency. Okay, so it's kind of like the negative positive. So when I find myself in the midst of something not so positive in my life or around me or experiences, I always focus on a positive. And some people are like, well, that's kind of hard when you're surrounded by those negatives. I'm not saying it's easy, but the more you practice it, the easier it is to find your way to it. That's all there is to it. You have to apply yourself. You have to have that intention that you truly do want to see that ray of hope in life that you know could be there. Some people feel like they're in the hopelessness. I'm here to tell you there is hope. There is. All you need to know is that there's a little spark there. The angelic realm has helped me with that a lot when I feel like I can't find my way. And what I want to show you in this episode is working with Michael, Archangel Michael, is incredible. For one, when you are scared, you feel like you're in over your head in fear or negatives or toxic thoughts, or, you know, what we would call like an energetic cord attachment to something that's really affecting us. How do you detach from that when you're trying to attach from it? You just can't. Well, I want to tell you that I went into meditation and I went and I asked and I called on Michael to come bring a message for you today for me to share with you. And that's what I'm going to be doing in this episode. How can we do that? How can we move through this? Now, we have crazy stuff going on out there in, if you look at astrology, oh my goodness, there's 5 retrogrades, right? Well, right now, Mercury's retrograde till September 5th. You know, yes, communications can be a bit confusing. There's Neptune retrograde, where we can't quite see it on the surface. There's a lot going on there. There's 5 of them. I did a show several weeks ago about those and how long they would last. So you can look that up in the archives if you want. But we also had lunar eclipse, and then we have that total solar eclipse coming this Monday. Yes, this Monday, which when you look at the alignment of things that are going on and you really look at that, and I started doing it more this year than I've ever done. I started last year, but I really started seeing some synchronicities with it. I trust what I receive intuitively. And that is what I'm seeing challenge a lot of you out there. You're second guessing that intuition that you're finding within yourself, or you're good as long as it's good, and then as soon as something goes amiss, you start to doubt it. Key is to keep trusting it all the way through that part too. Once you do that a couple of times, you start to realize it never went away. I kind of separated myself a little bit from it. And you don't mean to, it just happens. This isn't about beating ourselves up or feeling like we've got to do it perfect. Another thing that Michael brought up, and I will go into this in the show, is we're trying to be spiritual from our ego side. That's our physical identification in the world. Right there, that's going to be challenging, because from a metaphysical perspective, timelines are shifting, frequencies are different. The ego is used to having this grounded, linear thinking. It's used to it being a certain way. It's organ, you know, has a structure. And we're in an energy now that is all about brand new everything, brand new all of it. So some of us are feeling like, wait a minute, I feel a little in between the spaces here. What's going on? Why do I feel so separated out? Why do I feel like I can't get it done the way I used to? That's not our higher self working when you feel like that, because your higher self isn't going to second guess it. It's not going to be afraid of it. And it was a wonderful, refreshing reminder. And I even find it too. Being a healer, I just naturally feel things going on, and when I do, I want to transmute it positively. I want to radiate that out wherever I am. And healing from the divine is the unconditional love. It's divine love. That is what is the power of healing. So that's why we call it the love. And there's a shadow side to us that can teach us things. So we have all of these things going on at the same time, and we're like, well, I don't know which one is which. What are we talking about here? What is this? What is that? And, you know, I want you to take a deep breath right now and go, you know what? You're here. You're part of this huge change in the world, and it gets bumpy before it gets better. It does that in our personal lives. It's going to do that on a bigger scale, too. And don't give up that it is getting better, because it is. There's a lot of people that are starting to wake up. I'm seeing it every day. People that I didn't think they'd come around, but they are. And don't doubt that that's not out there or that it's falling apart. It is out there. But it's what are you focusing on? So Michael is here. Michael is here with me today. I know and I'm just feeling it all over, and that makes me feel good, because I know that I can be strong enough to give you and deliver his message. He is an angel that can truly show you, stand up, don't fall down now, don't give up now, and let me help you. And here's the key with working with him. When you asking, and this is one of the things he helped define, because I've been seeing that. It's a little bit different. It's not like they come and pick you up and they do it all for you. They come and they show you, angels, they come and they show you how you can do it for yourself. And he is strength, courage, stamina. He does not doubt. He has confidence. He's incredible. He's like a life coach angel. He's like a training coach. He's like about, you can do this. Whenever you need that pep talk, when you're feeling down and out, he can give it to you. When you feel like you're in over your head or you absorb some negative energies that are really affecting you, you're giving power to that. That's not what we want to do here. We want to do just the opposite. So that's what we're going to talk about today in the show. It's what Archangel Michael gave me as a message to give to you. Take it or leave it. This is who I am. This is what I do. This show is about a positive reformation, changing your life for the better, for a positive. Taking time to see a positive side of life. It's out there. It never left. It never left. Just know that. But are you tapping into that, or have you disconnected from it? He's here to help us find ways to do that. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll keep powering on. This is Archangel Michael and his guidance, and how it's time to let the love in and heal our hearts. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening or watching our video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. You can check out details about that at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. What are we talking about today? We're putting focus in a positive light and how we can pick ourselves up by the bootstraps when we feel knocked down by life and find hope that we can hook into and unhook from the things that are draining us, affecting us emotionally, hurting us, disappointing us, scaring us. Okay? That's what we're doing. And Michael is the go-to angel for that. He's amazing for that. Who is this angel? I'm telling you, he is the one to go to when you are afraid. He is the one to go to when you want to feel safe, when you want to shield up, when you want to remove and clear the negative or toxic energies that are toxic to you. Something that's toxic to you may or may not be toxic to somebody else, depending on what it is. So you're looking at your own personal experience. If it's affecting you, and I mean totally side wiping you out where you can't focus anymore, wearing you out, draining you, emotionally upsetting you, it's draining you. It's draining your power. You need to disconnect that. So At first, when you're highly sensitive, that can really affect you. So we start to detach from a lot of things. Like, don't watch movies that upset you if they upset you. Don't watch that, okay? Some people can watch one thing and some people can't. It's as simple as that. Why do you keep doing that to yourself? You have to make choices for yourself. So Michael, I asked him about this because it was like, how do we do this? How do we find that ray of hope? How do we tap back into that? First of all, it's all around you, and it's working with the thoughts. Like, if your thoughts are going all the way down that negative bunny trail about what ifs and fear of that and fear of this, it's a fear of the future. You're not living in your now. That is what the ego's doing. The ego's either hooking onto the past or trying to go to the future and cause a frenzy. Your now is where you are in this moment. That's your experience. That's where you have. As Eckhart Tolle said, your power is in your now. Yeah, that's a wonderful read if you've never read that. So here you go. How do I get into my now? Are you present? Are you actually present? Have you ever been with someone that they're not even paying attention. They just seem to be somewhere else. Like, you know, okay, let's go do something together. You're at dinner together, and you look around, and everybody's in their phones. Are they together? Those people, are they spending time with one another? Well, you know, I mean, that's not being in your present now with that person. So that's a way to see it in the physical. But you can do it even if there is nobody else around you. How can you be in your now? You want to ground. You want to ground. We're losing our grounding. We're letting fear take over. What is fear? Fear is an energy. Fear is an energy that is used to control you, drain you, and it's an illusion that you can walk right through. This is a metaphysical approach. That's what I'm saying. Once you realize, oh, that mountain isn't as big as I thought, I can do that, it dissipates. It just disappears. So, what in your life are you looking to release, to heal, to let go of? Michael's all about that. Now, he's not going to tell you, or he's not going to just do it for you. He can come and bring you comfort in a dire strait need. However, he will want to show you, because we're in 2017 now, we're really moving into the new world of higher frequency living. So he's training and been working with all of us on how we know we can do this ourselves. So a lot of people feel disconnected. They're like, I don't feel the angels around me. I feel like my life's falling apart. We're all feeling things unexpected. I am too. It's happening to me too. I'm taking it one day at a time. And the secret that I have found that has been the best thing to do is work with your flexibility when unexpected things happening. Be flexible. Because there's a bigger picture to everything in life. And we may not be seeing what that is. We think it needs to go a certain way, and then we're upset when it's not working out with our plan, and maybe there's a better way. When I feel that going on, I immediately ask the angels, okay, I don't know why this is happening, but I know that I just need to be flexible, go with the flow, find a way to get through this a different way. That's what I'm practicing. I'm not saying it's perfect, because sometimes it's hard. I'm not kidding you. I'm a human too. And you feel it. But every time I do that, that's what works the best. That's what picks me up. That's what says, don't, it's okay. There's another way. There's a better way. There's something else that you're not seeing. And when I go, okay, you know what? Can't do anything about this. It's kind of a surrendering, trying to control it, going a certain way. And that right there is a way that you can practice. Okay, my higher self wants to be okay and be flexible with this. Your ego side wants to control it and go a certain way. And that's how you know which one is trying to do this here. And that's going to feel more like a struggle right now with the way the energies are. You're going to know, and it's going to be bumpy if you're, you know, fighting against the current of the energy. There's a way to flow with this energy for very positive outcome. And that's what I want to show you in this. That's what Michael wants to show you. Michael is the overseer of everyone's guardian angel. So you have a guardian angel, you see. He's kind of their boss, if you want to look at it that way. He's a great angel for when you feel helpless, when you feel down, when you feel sad, when you feel disappointed, because those are lower frequencies that are holding you down and wearing you out. You're feeling like your power is being drained from you, your energy source. He can help you cut the ties to that. And how do you know when you are? When, you know, if it's, this is a weird one to explain, but when things are tough, and then you finally find those things that were bothering you so much or upsetting you so much, you come across it and they just don't. You don't feel connected to it at all. You don't even feel emotionally tied. You've cut that cord. That doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean you don't have any compassion for something. It means you're not letting it drain you. You're not letting it take your power away. What do we mean by your power? We mean by your love and your divine source, your higher, you know, being here shining your light, being here, being who you came here to be with your life purpose. He's also the angel of that. Yeah, life purpose, right? What's our life purpose? Our life purpose is to live this life in happiness. It's time where you stop making it somebody else's fault and attacking and being so upset about somebody else's choices. It's a very strong statement to say, but it's that is the old way of doing it. And the new way is taking up responsibility for your own self and moving into a place where, okay, I don't love that, but what can I do positively here within myself on that? How can I not be attached to that where it's upsetting me or affecting me, what somebody else's choices are? What can I do for me here? Because when you're doing that, it's not selfishness. It's actually a self-love that actually helps everyone else, because that's the key. It comes from within us. It has to come from within us right now. It's not going to be outside of you. There's no more avoiding that. We have to go inside to find the solutions. I'm sharing insights that I've picked up that can help you. I'm sharing insights that I've received and things I've done that have worked. You take them, you try them, or forget about them. If they don't work for you, that's fine. But if they do, and you need to tweak it a little bit for you, that's fine too. There is no one way to this. The way that I see that's the one thing is everybody needs to go within themselves. They need to go within. It's not about trying to be the one that's right, being competitive about it. You know, there's not any of that to do. It's just being here in your purpose and your happiness. And bringing some love into the world, bringing some positive into the world, easing some of that pain from within yourself is the way to do that. Not avoiding that. And, you know, Michael was very, very clear about one thing. He was very clear. He said, this is what you do. When you see things that are painful or hurtful or that have upset you or feel like they're causing you distress, there's no attaching to it. It's detaching from it. Not calling anything out. There's no scolding. There's no any of that. But it's more of a give yourself love, bring your frequency up, and focus on putting love in the world. That means taking the focus off anything negative and putting the focus on something positive, something productive that way. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. That's one of the things he has said. So we are going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll keep powering on with Michael and the messages that he has for healing our hearts and just putting love into the world, because that's what we need. That's what we need to put into the world right now. So I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video live stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after a short break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is I did a meditation and I called on Archangel Michael to bring a message for you today. That's what I'm focusing on today, is delivering that message I received to everyone. So what do we got going on here? We have a massive opportunity here of choosing a path of love and healing. The people that feel disconnected from any angel, whether it's Michael or another or any of them, or you feel like they're not hearing you, or where did they go, or you feel abandoned, that is not the case. You're working to move through your own personal self-doubt, your second-guessing, trusting your intuition. They want us to know how strong we are. So when you go into a higher frequency, that means it's time for you to raise up a little bit. It's not them coming way down and making it easy for us. It's changing. This is the way I keep receiving it. It has not changed. I keep getting the same messages no matter what I do, whether I pull a card, whether I do a meditation and receive that way, whether I paint. Whatever it is I do, I'm receiving the same thing. And like I said, I'm focusing on where's the positives that the people need to see in their life. They're all around us right now. All these retrogrades in the planets, there's a positive that you can take from that. Yes, it's going to dissolve certain things in life. Why are you holding on to something that might need to let go? That's what you're going to need to ask yourself. I know that's a tough one in some situations. I'm not saying there won't be emotions. I won't say you won't grieve the loss of someone or something. I have had to do it too this year. And it's a tough one, it is. But at the same time, it's change. It's going forward. It's new. It's absolutely brand new. And, you know, that means none of us know exactly what to expect from one day to the next. That would include teachers like me or anybody else. And I'm not even going to try to pretend like I know everything. I am literally giving you in the now what I'm receiving too. I've changed my schedule up a lot. And I've changed some things that I'm doing. I stopped doing the private sessions about a month ago because I needed to pull back and redirect. They were calling me to work in a different way. I'm still letting that unfold. I have no idea where that's going to take me, but I'm trusting it. I've had to make sure there's more time for myself. I have help here that can help me do that. I can't answer every email that comes in. There's just so many that come in, and that's okay, and I love hearing about them, and I will share some of them here on the show. But my goal is to help larger groups of people. My goal is to get the word out and give you options where you can make some choices for yourself. I want you to know that this is a time where you're going to be kind of digging in and taking the reins on where you want to go in life and what you want to receive and believe, what you want to have as your intentions. And positive intentions are very much being supported by the divine right now. The angels are absolutely supporting that. They have given me everything that is a positive to see. And I've got people out there getting angry. You know, I mean, you'll get these messages that are like they're angry and they're lashing out. And it's like, I'm not tolerating any of that. I won't. Because that's not the focus and where I'm coming from. I'm coming from what we can do positively. So I don't give energy to that. I'm just going to let you know that right off the bat. Here's the thing. Michael is saying, choose a path. It is time to choose a path of love and healing. Your hearts, they've been opened by all the energies that are flowing in. The earth is rising in its frequency. All these things that are going on is causing change. It's a catalyst for change. Things are dissolving. Things are falling away. Things that have just always seemed to be there, it's probably going to change in some way, if not go away. I'm not even going to say what, because I'm still waiting to see how that's going to come out. I'm just going with the flow. I'm applying to my life what I'm sharing with you as well, what they're telling me. Our hearts have been opened so we would feel more, because we're moving into a heart-centered making choices versus from our mind. That helps you align with your higher self. But while you're still, maybe this is brand new to you and you're working to, you know, moving to cut you know, old ties, or maybe you're looking to find a new path, and you're now starting to feel things, and maybe you weren't one that felt your emotions so much. It feels a little weird. Now you don't know what to do with that. It's very normal to feel like that when that first happens, because every day, new people are awakening, new people are coming on board, and then they're starting to feel all this stuff. And if you've been on the path, it's time to have some patience for those that are trying to figure it out and get on the path. And there's more and more happening every day. There is a lesson of patience in some of this, a lot of patience. There is a lesson of unconditional love. Do you have unconditional love that you can share with the world? You have to ask yourself that. Is this a time where I need to let something go that it's holding me back? These are things you ask yourself. Michael gives you strength to move through that. He gives you that support you're looking for. You're not by yourself. It's interesting because there'll be some synchronicities that may come into your life when you start to see, oh, wait a minute, there's that, there's this. And you are looking to make an intention to simply let it go. Whatever's causing the pain, whatever's causing the distress, you're asking with intention, Michael, help me find a way to disconnect from this emotional upset that keeps bothering me. Disconnect from whatever is happening for you. Or how can I realign with my true path, with my soul purpose? Where am I going with this? Well, where you thought you were going yesterday may be a completely different route now. As things change, so does the journey and the path. A soul purpose is not just one thing in your whole life. Michael is great for that. Remember, he's great for that. Is there a fear, like something you've always wanted to do, but you have a fear of doing it because you might not do it wrong, or are you afraid it won't make any money? And honestly, we're moving into a place where you make choices whether it makes money or not. Honestly, I've heard that said for years. I've heard some wonderful people say that that's as soon as they let go of it being about any of that was when the happiness started to flow, and their needs were provided in unexpected ways. That is the way the law of attraction can work when you're aligning with your happiness, when you're aligning with, you know, what can I do here? What can I do to align with my purpose? Align with your purpose that you would love if money wasn't an issue. Money will flow in when you need it or how you need it. But when we keep focusing on the lack of a finance, or the lack of, or the lack, that's all we're seeing. We're seeing we're being denied. We're seeing that side of life that's punishing us. And you can choose, and you can align with, you know what, my needs are met. Just claiming that with intention, and then let it flow in. And it's releasing the control of how it comes in. It might be a very unexpected way it comes in, or a solution you would have never thought of on your own. Like, I never thought of that, but that would work. That's when you're aligning and you're riding this energy as it unfolds on a day by day. Michael says, be in your now, not your past, not your present, or not your future. You need to be in your now. You need to let go of past things, let them go. You need to quit worrying and fretting about what's going to happen in the future. It hasn't even happened yet. Being in your now is where you're going to find your power, and it's unfolding day by day. So we have one more segment, and I have an email from the email bag I want to read, and we're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the last segment. Now we're talking, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen, and you are listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about a message from Archangel Michael to help us through some energies that we're all feeling right now, adjusting to all of changes, accepting things that need to fall away, and letting go of things that are holding us back. How do we do that? Well, letting go of things that hold us back are similar to cutting a cord. And I want to remind everybody that is asking, can Michael cut this and cut that and do that for me? He is going to come and show you how you do it for yourself, because that's where we are in this day and age. This is what he keeps telling me. I keep applying it to my life personally, and it's definitely working. So all I can do is share my experience and what I'm receiving. You may hear different things out there. I don't know what you're hearing out there. I'm sharing what I'm receiving, true and true, and I test it over and over, and that's what's working. It's time for us to gain our strength and to raise our frequency, and we have to be a participant in that. So the angelic realm is very much there, but they want you to help yourself, and they're helping you help yourself. So it's, I want everybody to understand, it's not like a woe is me and come do it for me. It's not like that. And we can feel that way when we're feeling very desperate or in dire straits and we just feel beat up by life. I know that. But this is a time to pick yourself up, and they will come and they will be right there and they will support you completely. But you have to make that first move to pick yourself up and find a way to let it go, to disconnect yourself, to believe that it can change. So I want to put that out there. Now, I did have, and this is a tough one. This is right along with what we're talking about. And my heart goes out to anyone that is going through a tough time right now. I do want you to know I hear you. My compassion is there for you. However, I'm out here to put the truth in to truly help you. And I don't know. Sometimes it might feel like it's tough love, but I feel like if I'm just here coddling you, that's not what I'm supposed to do either. I'm supposed to give you some information so you can help yourself. So that's what I'm doing. Now, this message comes from Dada, and she writes, "Dear Dr. Jen, my mom had a stroke 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry to hear that. She lives in Europe and I live in Canada. For the past 5 years, I struggled endlessly with many things, including finances. Now, when my mom is recovering and needs my help, I can't even pay for a plane ticket to go and help her. Never mind the extra expenses that are quickly occurring with her condition. Her condition is a result of financial stress, too. Oh, goodness. My brother and his wife living not far from her are making all the matters worse and made it clear that they are not into helping. My heart is bursting with pain and despair. It feels like everything's falling apart in my life. I feel so unsupported." That's exactly, you know, it was funny to get this message right when we were, when I was with Michael and we were working with this show and what to deliver. And it was almost an answer. The whole show is really an answer to this one. I want you to know that, Donna. And I just couldn't believe I saw this message after the fact, after the message I had received. "I asked Archangel Michael for help and clarity every day. I feel overstressed and can't seem to connect with any solution or help. I would love your help on getting some guidance from Archangel Michael, please. I am grateful for any guidance. Sending you so much love. Thank you for your wonderful show. Love, Dada." And thank you for sending that in. The timing and the synchronicity of this message coming in blew me away, because this is exactly what I'm talking about, that I'm hearing from so many people. And, you know, you're just feeling like, I'm tired. I don't quite know what to do here. That's where the angels are helping us right now. Now, Dada, for you and your mom, there is always a solution. I know that. First of all, let's focus on that you have already received a solution to your mom getting the assistance she needs. That's a general statement. And the reason I do it that way, and this is how I would apply this if this was me in this situation. This is how I would do this. So I'm using this to answer the question. Michael would immediately come in for me. I would ask him immediately. I would also ask Raphael to help me let go of being upset about somebody else's choices. In this case, it would be the brother and his wife, letting go of where they are, letting go of what their choices and opinions are. That's clouding and pulling energy away. And I understand, because you don't want to see your mom not taken care of. However, this would be something that I'm looking at. If I was doing this, I would approach this as, my intention is for my mom to get the care or assistance that she needs. That may or may not include me physically, and be flexible with whether it's you going there or if another situation presents itself to help her. This is how I would do that in this situation, and that is usually how I find the quickest solutions to a problem, because I have to let go of how I feel like it should happen. And I know it upsets you. I would be upset too in that same situation, and then I would have to pull back and I'd have to go, now wait a minute, that's not going to work. I can't do it like that. I have to let that go. I have to move into something else. So that's what I would do. I would literally say, surrender how it happens, but believe and receive the intention that it has already resolved itself. That's what you want to put your focus on. And I want to say thank you to her. That's hard to reach out when you feel like that from your heart. And my heart goes out to anyone going through something tough, or you're having trouble letting go of anything at all. Please know it's okay. It's okay. You can ask, but you will receive solutions that that you'll be proactive in. You'll receive insights. You'll receive an opportunity that could be a different direction than you were expecting. We're in a time where it's very, very different right now. There is no predictions of anything like that, except how are you choosing to flow in this energy? How are you choosing to put your love and positive out into the world? And be okay that somebody else might do it a different way, honestly. And we have to detach from the things that are going to distract us from where we want to put our intentions. If it's distracting you, you're spiritually, maybe you need to be a little bit more strong, or, you know, work on, I call it spiritual fitness. If it's really affecting you and you're sensitive, detach, disassociate for a little bit till you can have strength. So when you do encounter it, it's not knocking you off kilter. That's how you'll know where your spiritual strength and stamina is. And we're all working to strengthen ours now, because we are raising up in a frequency to live at a higher perspective of life, to have more conscious awareness, to be able to live in harmony, to be able to live in a better life, all of us, in a happy life. So that's what I'm choosing to do, no matter what. And that's what I'm sharing with you that has worked for me and what I've received. I want to say thank you to everyone that listens to the show. I want to say thank you to everyone that supports the show, that writes in. If you do want to write in, you can do that through the website. And we read some of them in the show. We do that. So thank you so much, guys. We are out of time, and I want to say namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.